Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. A huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Bents, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jenna the Filthy MTG Casuals, and Coach J-Ro for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Well, we are here in the year 2023, and that means it's the perfect time to look back on the stories and the cards that really came to define the last year Magic So 2022. Again, I love having a lot of these community-focused episodes where I ask friends, fellow content creators, and just members of the community to share their favorite stories from the past year and be able to utilize this show as a way to be able to share those stories. So without further ado, I would like to introduce the 2022 favorite story of the year for all these amazing people who you are going to hear coming up next. So without further ado, let's kick it off, shall we?
Hello, Luke Kaiju here. And one of my favorite MTG moments from 2022 was getting to play in the One James's Stream League 12 with my Esper Legends deck. It was a deck that I put a lot of time and work into playtesting and building and fine-tuning. And it felt really good to do very well with a deck that I constructed of my own. I ended up going undefeated in the Swiss rounds of the tournament, and by far my best tournament showing. One of my favorite moments. I hope everyone else had some really great moments from this year as well. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jordan Leroy Hansen. I'm also known as LoveDev, but I'm also known as PGD Hansen on Twitter. And I'm just recalling one of my favorite kind of like news stories of the year. And for me, I think if I had to put one that's out in, kind of like single it out, I think my favorite moment of this year was probably just Kamigawa Neon Dynasty's kind of like story in general. It was just a really good story, and the news story that I'm specifically going to be talking about is specifically when we figured out at the end of the story, spoilers for those who have not seen it, when Tamiyo got completed. For those who don't know, this was something we did not suspect going to happen. We didn't saw any leaks, we didn't saw any spoilers, so it kind of came as a total kind of like gut punch. And I do think it was actually a really good gut punch that WotC, the story writers there, had actually delivered. Specifically, it allowed us to essentially get more interested in the stakes of the story. It allowed us to essentially connect in the fact of like, oh, the one character in the story that would care about lore got completed. Oh no. And it pretty much put the focus straight onto the Phyrexian Fret as well. Also, just seeing the community reaction with all the fan art and all that stuff, it was just amazing to see the reaction of people with Tamiyo's completion. So, I would say that would be the one news story that of this year that I think is the one that I would say was kind of the coolest one to see go out and about, as they say. Nevertheless, let's see how they continue with completing Planeswalkers and Phyrexia All Will Be One, shall we?
Hey everybody, it's Donnie and Jen, the Filthy MTG Casuals, and we just wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about what we did in 2022, and I mean, we started out in, what was it, April?
We started out in April streaming on Twitch.
Yep.
Started streaming at 9 a.m. PST Saturday mornings. Continue streaming at 9 a.m. PST Saturday mornings. We've had some really great games. We've been able to bring on some really fun guests. We've continued being on streams, which has also been great.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really great opportunities. You know, we've been invited to lots of different streams and podcasts, and you know, it's just been 2022 is a really, really good year for us.
It's been really good.
The biggest highlight for me was probably attending Command Fest Seattle or Command Fest Bellevue. Being able to hang out with, you know, the Birds of Paradise, Bobby, Christine.
Met MJ.
Yep, met MJ.
We met a lot of people. We got to play a lot of games. We actually got to play some games with WotC staff as well.
We did get to play some games with WotC staff. And
we had a really good time. Pastimes events. It was definitely a very big highlight of 2022 for us. Because when Donnie wasn't responding to my texts, I sent out a Twitter saying, hey, and I tagged the whole thing. And it became a big joke with Pastimes, they really loved it. They really enjoyed it. People still talk about it.
Yeah.
And that was a ton of fun. Pastimes was really great.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
So streaming in Command Fest.
Other than that, yeah, that's our 2022 wrap-up, MJ. Take it easy, bud. We'll see you next year.
Hi, I'm Gabe, and my favorite memory related to Magic the Gathering in 2022 was when I went to Command Fest Bellevue, and at one of the kiosks we found a Beta Basalt Monolith for $100 cheaper than it was supposed to be. Sadly, the vendor actually noticed when he was selling us the card, but after he decided to meet us halfway in the middle just because we did notice it and pointed it out, you know, instead of, like, deeply undercutting the value of said card. But in the end, I got a Beta Basalt Monolith for still half price, depending on, like, the deal and where you check. But, yeah, it's my favorite memory.
Hey everybody, Mr. Bevers here. My favorite MTG moment from 2022 was probably the Four Clown Throwdown for Trans Lifeline. This was a charity stream put on by Hobbs Q, Chain of Commander, Nick, and myself, where we raised money for Trans Lifeline and had a lot of fun while doing it. We raised a bunch of money, Chad had a lot of fun causing chaos to the game, and I took home the title 2 years in a row now. Let's go. I've got the belt. Hopefully, by the time you're hearing this, I've got the belt. And I'm looking to defend it for 2023, so bring the heat, boys. Bring the heat. I also got to meet a ton of content creators over the year playing EDH. It was a blast. I made so many good friendships, and I look forward to many more in 2023. I also got a preview card from Wizards of the Coast. I know you only asked for one thing, but here's so many. It was a big year for me, and just a huge thank you to the community for supporting me through all of this, as well as, of course, you, MJ, for having me on the show. I hope you all have a wonderful end to the year.
Hello, it is me, the Dread Warlock Robert, host of the Emporium of Curiosity. And we are supposed to be pondering about our favorite magic moment in 2022. I've had a lot of good moments this year, but I have to say, my favorite moment was on Bobby Christine's stream. And I was playing the mono-black Necron Precron. Oh, it was glorious. I had a Withering Boon and 2 mana up. And Trapixium went to cast their Xenagos. Nobody expects the Withering Boon. Well, Xenagos was slowed down for only one turn or two because it came back stronger than ever. And I remember getting severely punched back for the ordeal. But it's always worth the look on somebody's face when they get Withering Booned. Happy magic, everybody.
Hello, everyone. I am the Bennett Kirby from the Commander Tavern YouTube channel. As corny as it might sound, my favorite MTG story for myself for 2022 was having finally found a playgroup. I've been wanting a consistent, stable, and reliable playgroup of like-minded players for a very long time, and finally found one. Gone are the days of having so many decks to play with, but no one to play them with. I now have an amazing group of friends to play Commander on the regular with, and I couldn't be more stoked.
What's going down, everybody? It's Ryan from Commander Cookout and Commander Ad Populum here to wish everybody a happy, joyous holiday season and to share my favorite moment from 2022. Now, not really one moment. It's a combination of all the moments that I spent playing with members of the community. It could have been at an LGS, at a kitchen table. It might have been at a Magic Fest or Magic Con or Command Fest or whatever they're called. That was the best. Returning to in-person play was the best part about 2022. the games, the events, suppers with friends, cosplays, panels, traveling, all of that stuff was the best part of the year. So I hope you found as much fun, enjoyment, camaraderie, community as I did in 22. I hope that you jammed a ton of games. I hope that you made a ton of decks. There's a ton of commanders. I can't wait for 2023 when we get just as much and it's just as fun. See you next year.
Hey everyone, this is Turtle Doc, and my favorite 2022 MTG gameplay moment is when I led with Caridor. The first time I'd ever won was thanks to using Baseju, Who Shelters All, in combination with Living Undeath, and it just caused all the shenanigans, did the thing, and it was great. Thank you.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name is Andy Bentley. I'm the host of the Commander's Forge podcast. And this year in Magic has been difficult for me, mostly because I've been so slammed at work. But the one thing that I did do was a Commander League with my cousin and a couple of friends. And that was a lot of fun. And we are looking to increase participation in the next year. It really helped my deck building. It really helped how I stage what I want to add to a deck. And for the most part, it was the most fun I had playing Magic this year, even if we were only meeting once a month. But yeah, so for the year, that was the one thing that I did that stands out as the best thing I did in Magic. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Colin O'Clock at Colin O'Clock on Twitter and at Twitch. And my favorite 2022 moment for Magic was gathering with friends for a mini Magic Fest, a Commandy Fest held by Andy Zupke of Scrap Trawlers. And it was great just getting together with friends in a small pod of people to do this with, because it's a little bit more intimate than a con, but you still get that feeling of camaraderie and fun and getting together. It was just a wonderful event all around, and I'm sort of happy that the pandemic has sprouted more and more of these little mini get-togethers, mini Magic Fests, throughout the community. Thanks so much, and have a great 2023.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Palmer. I am at Living Cards MTG on Twitter, and this is my favorite memory from 2022 related to Magic the Gathering. Of course, it's going to have to be creating the Paddington series on Twitter, where I took the beloved children's character and inserted him into the world of Magic the Gathering, into the multiverse, on what ended up being 200 different adventures or scenes that I ran every weekday for basically the entire year, wrapping up on New Year's. And it was such a great joy to share with everyone, see the reactions from all around the world, and create something that was so well received and so beloved. I'm going to miss it now that it's finishing up, but it was such a joy to create. And I'm excited for new things in 2023. Happy New Year!
Hey guys, this is Sarah MSMTG, or Sarah the Anime Tomboy on Twitch and Twitter, where I pretty much just tweet and talk about whatever I want. Yeah, it's a good time. Come and join us over there. All right, having to talk about a favorite Magic the Gathering story or moment. That's kind of rough for this year. We had quite a few. I'm going to go with the announcement of the Magic 30 events. Not necessarily the product itself, because that's a whole other thing. But just acknowledging that Magic has lasted for as long as it has. It has endured and pretty obviously outlived many, 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 many different card games over the years. And to be honest, I mean, it's kind of cool that it's lasted that long. So yeah, that's pretty neat.
Hey everyone, it's Infamous Fridge. And I want to say goodbye to 2022, but not without talking about one of my favorite moments of the year. I've recently been on the PDH Pals, and they are a wonderful group of people to play games with. In my time on there, though, this year, I got to pilot Jeremy's Goblin Test Pilot PDH deck. I saw it many times on the stream, but being able to actually wield the power of the Goblin Test Pilot was amazing. I got to tap it, untap it, do so much damage, and I kept hitting the right creatures. And it was so much fun. It was one of the best games of Magic I've had in a very long time, and I want to thank everyone at the PDH Pals for allowing me to be a part of that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alec. I'm the host of the Fairy Conclave podcast, and my favorite moment from 2022 in Magic was attending the Magic Summit. It was such a fun event. I went alone and felt like I left with a whole bunch of new friends, which was a really cool feeling. And as far as Magic gameplay goes, shout out to my friend John, who killed me this year with a really hilarious five-card dragon combo in mono red that I can't even explain fast enough for this, so you'll just have to ask me on Twitter and I'll explain it. I had an absolute blast with Magic in 2022, and I cannot wait to keep it up in 2023.
What's up, friends? This is Lenny from the Scrap Trawlers, here to share my favorite Magic moment of 2022. For those of you who don't know, I actually teach a class on the side, and I was outed as a content creator by one of my students who happens to be a fan of Commander Mechanic. I was mentioned by name on one of his videos, and lo and behold, my student started asking me. So it was kind of cool to be outed as a creator in a space that I don't usually associate with Magic.
Hey, y'all. This is Chris Von Doom. My favorite Magic moment from 2022. I got to say, everything I personally have positive going on right now in Magic, between my personal project hitting the airwaves soon, my budding romance with the lovely Miss Eldritch, it all comes down to what an impact on me being involved in Commander Sealed in Rochester and raising money for the Trevor Project. That whole weekend was just magical. No pun intended. We'll be talking about it more online real soon. Make sure to keep your eyes peeled. And I hope to see everyone at many events this upcoming year. And have a great New Year's.
Hey, everyone. It's Scoop Phase. And for 2022, I just want to reminisce about the Sealed Commander event that happened in Rochester this year. Able to meet so many good people and for a good charity. And also able to play Croc Sakashima in a sealed format, which was spectacular. Had some great fails and wins on those coin flips like normal, but yeah, hope everyone has a happy holidays and happy new year.
Hi, Sliverboy here. 2022 was an awesome year for Magic for me. The best part was being invited by the Mind Sculptors to take part in their MLC CEDH tournament. It got me out of my slump of not playing Magic for a few months, and I was able to meet tons of amazing people. Hopefully 2023 brings more possibilities like this for me and everybody else in Magic.
Hey there, my name is Jake Fitzsimons, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief at Commander's Herald. My favorite Magic story of 2022 was the Dandan craze, which I accidentally helped along. I proxied up a deck with some friends, played two games, and quickly decided that I didn't like the format, but I figured I should write about it anyway. Lo and behold, it became the most successful thing I've ever written, shot to the front page of Reddit, and before I knew it, I was credited with popularizing a format that I didn't even like. Truly, I did not like it. I didn't actually have that much fun playing it, but I had a lot of fun writing it, and I never imagined it would impact the sales or influence the finance side of things. I still get thank you messages from local gaming shops who sold out all of their Dandans. And full disclosure, I still don't own a single copy. But yeah, that was something else. It was a surreal experience to write about a card and then see it fly off the shelves as a direct result.
Hi there, I'm Coach J-Ro, the Unsummoned Skull, and this is my favorite Magic memory of the year 2022. So it's been kind of a rough year for me in a variety of different ways, both personal and professional, and magic related to. But my favorite magic memory would have to be the right at the end of the year, actually, the Defeat Depression December Reasons to Smile that I've done every day. Because this is my attempt to do my own therapy while my therapist has been kind of hit and miss in terms of when I can arrange time to see him. And this is something that really seemed to go over well with the community, but also showed a type of vulnerability of me that I hadn't really shown before. Because I'm not used to showing my face a lot of places, partly being a teacher, and partly just not having a lot of confidence in it. But this has really gone well.
Hey, this is Andy from the Guardian Project podcast, and my favorite moment from this year was winning with Maze's End after putting Niv-Mizzet Reborn back together. Commander Legends Battle for Baldur's Gate gave us 9 new gates that really helped the strategy from losing to a single land destruction spell, milling a precious gate, or having one exiled. So if you haven't played Gates, you should check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Hey everyone, it's Cole from the Uncommon Commander podcast. I got a fun little story that's not actually about me. It's just one that I happened to view over on MTG Lexicon, the dive bar of EDH's stream about a month ago. They have a lot of guests and they have a lot of fun hosts, but a particular situation arose at the end of the stream. One of the hosts, Empress Quinn, was left wide open, and the guest, Joho, which you can find all these folks over on Twitter, Joho had assembled the Mech Titan by shouting out, it's Morphin Time, Rangers, and assembled the Mech Titan and gave a double strike and swung into Quinn. And needless to say, it was such an amazing, bombastic finish to a Commander game that I think really you can only get in Commander particularly. I would heavily encourage everyone to go check out the small little bit over on MTG Lexicon's YouTube. It's about a minute long. It's called Joe Assembles the Megazord. It's incredibly funny. Please go check it out. It's a great way to wrap up the year.
Hey there, my name's Astral Flame. I'm a lover of Dungeons & Dragons, and thinking back on what 2022 has been like is pretty insane, some of the moments that have come through with MTG. I think overall though, my favorite story and moment is not just one, but a combination of a few. A bunch of the games I've been able to play with my favorite deck Ziatora, which I've titled Treasured Friends, being able to end on playing a giant creature and flinging it. But I don't just end the game for the table, I actually end the game for myself. In those games, I sacrifice the creature like a Lord of Extinction to greater good, to draw like 70 plus cards and deck myself in the game. And it's those laughs from those games where that happens, that is my favorite moment. Just seeing the table come together and the shock and surprise of a really memorable and funny moment. That for me is my favorite time.
Hey y'all, this is Tyler from Partners with MTG. I think my best moment from 2022 would probably have to be going to Command Fest Bellevue, getting to meet a bunch of Twitter friends in person for the first time, getting to play a bunch of Commander with people, really getting a sense for the community. That definitely is the highlight of my year, followed very closely by the Praetors for Charity event that I helped take part in.
Hey now, Vile Smash Chair with the Woodland Deckhouse. 2022 had a lot of really cool moments. My favorite had to have come this last month, December, when we saw Brothers War Alchemy come out on Arena. I never liked Arena cards before, or Alchemy Arena-only cards before. I tried to avoid them because they're confusing with the same art and such, but my boy Rusko came out, the Clockmaker, and that deck, the way it plays and the patterns it gets into, has just been my absolute favorite. Really hoping to see something like that come to paper, and man, more Midnight Clock. Love it.
Hey, this is Ryan from Playing with Power MTG. My favorite story from 2022 was when we were at SEGCon Columbus. We had a crazy CEDH game where turn 2 and 3 win attempts were flying around left and right. I was on Tevish Krom, and I had spent all of my interaction stopping 2 win attempts. We had an advantage Thrasios player with a revealed win on his turn. He got to his turn, cast Neoform, and was about to find Emil the Blessed to go infinite and win. I had one last Hail Mary to stop him, a Brain Freeze. I cast Brain Freeze, targeting him with a storm count of only 2. It basically had to be in the top 6 or we were dead. brain freeze resolved, he flipped the top six, and Emil the Blessed was the sixth card. The entire table and everyone around us erupted and screamed because of how crazy that play was and how crazy that whole game was. I went on to win that game, but even if I hadn't, that was one of the best moments of 2022 for me and one of the best CDH games I ever played.
Hey everybody, it's me again to wrap up this amazing episode. I hope you enjoy listening to all of the contributors and their amazing stories from 2022. And that means it's time for my favorite story of the year that it's been. And my favorite story from this year was honestly getting to go to Command Fest Bellevue back in July. I know I've talked about it a lot on the podcast over the various cosplay episodes, the various other wrap-up episodes I've done, various interviews that I did after Command Fest. But honestly, that's because it was just so much fun. It was my first convention, first Magic related convention. Obviously DreamHack doesn't count because it's not a Magic specific convention, so Command Fest Bellevue was my first Magic specific convention as a content creator, and just the sheer amount of fun that I had at that event, not only just cosplaying pretty much for the first time at an event of that size, but also getting to meet a lot of awesome people I'd met online, interacted with for the previous couple of years, and then actually getting to put a face with the name. Just some amazing games that I had with awesome people. There was so much fun being in that event, getting to have that amazing cosplay photo with all my fellow cosplayers on Saturday night. Just so much fun. Command Fest Bellevue was definitely one of the most fun times I ever had playing Magic, and it makes me very hopeful that we'll be able to go out and do more of those kinds of events in 2023. I can't wait to be able to go to more Magic events and have more fun, hang out with friends, and just play Magic. So, yeah, that's my favorite story of 2022. And I'd like to end this episode by giving another huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people supporting me over at patreon.com/mtgandquarantine. So another huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, and Coach J-Row for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtgandquarantine for more information. And if you want to hear any of the episodes I just mentioned a moment ago, or you just want to listen to the back catalog of the MTG and Quarantine podcast, which I hope you want to do if you haven't already, you can find those on the usual podcast outlets, that is your Googles, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rocket Cast, Podcast, Overcast, MGG Cast, Breaker, and a million others. I don't ever remember all of them, but if it's a major podcast outlet, you probably can find my stuff on there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. Well, that wraps this up. Here's to 2023. Wow. So many numbers. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and you'll tune in next time. And again, this is MJ signing off. You've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.